Right. You are here on Watch for the Hook Wednesday with Tatiana. I'm doing this thing solo today. Hey, Michael.
Hey, in this part.
How you doing? I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. We got lots of things to talk about.
Oh yeah, oh
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
And
Okay.
the first thing we always talk about, you always come by www.watch4.com. Check out our latest apparel. Hey, folks, it's warm. We got plenty of t-shirts for y'all.
won't.
It won't. Come on out there, get you some of them bright, beautiful colors over there at watchforthehook.com. All righty. So,
Yes.
Ms. Parker, I
Yes.
appreciate you showing up once again on a beautiful Watch for the Hook Wednesday.
Yes, you're welcome. Glad I could be here.
And so today we are going to talk about
What you got?
emotions.
Emotions make you cry sometimes.
And see, that is the problem.
You
And
weren't ready for that, were
see, no, I'm right there with you. And see, that's why being a business owner, your emotions be a detriment.
It can.
And
Okay, so listen, it can work twofold. It can be good so that you are viewed or perceived as empathetic, right?
yeah.
But it can be bad if you stay in your feelings all the time.
So the issue with your emotions and being a business owner, it makes you make rash decisions that then can be detrimental to your
Yeah,
business.
the repercussions
It
that
can hurt
follow.
your bottom line.
Domino effect. And I slamming them on the table, I mean.
And that's where this line comes from that we hear so often. It's not personal,
It's business.
it's business.
It's business.
That's because people's emotions have gotten into it
Yeah.
and now they're ready to talk shit,
Yeah, don't thumb thug.
cuss folks out, fight,
Yeah.
do all kind of dumb shit.
Yeah.
When in the actuality, you just need to take a breath,
Pause for the calls.
back the fuck up,
Put your phone down.
and rationally think things through.
Wait till you have a cooler head. Just wait. Like, wait. Just delay that reaction. Just delay it. You can control yourself. You controlled yourself enough to get you this far, right?
Yes.
You can control yourself and govern yourself accordingly to not fuck it up going forward.
Emotions have
I shouldn't have
cost.
used that
No,
word.
you're right. Emotions have cost people billions of dollars because they thought with their emotions and said, I'm in or I'm out.
Yep.
I'm not doing this or I am.
Right.
Is you is or is you ain't?
Is you is or is you ain't?
Then you could come up and say, is it finished up? Are we done?
Finished or not?
Yeah. It's because people make bad decisions
Right.
based on their emotional
Yeah.
attachment.
Yeah.
If somebody came up to me and said, Michael Parker, Watch for the Hook has some of the ugliest shit I've ever seen. You know what I would say? Besides, fuck you.
No.
What I would say was, man, I hate you feel away. Or, madam, I hate you feel away. What about it? What about what's on the line being not like? And then if they can't give me
Oh, wait, hold on.
a
So
real
what I hear
answer.
is you are providing customer service instead of providing an irrational, erratic response.
Yes.
That's what I heard out of that.
Yes.
You didn't think I was gonna catch that, did
I'm
you?
glad you caught
Yeah,
that.
customer service.
You're picking up what I'm putting
I'm
down.
doing it.
And that's basically what you have to be as a business owner. You have to be the best customer service rep for your business that you can be. And wearing your emotions on a sleeve is not for that. It's not, it's just not gonna work. You have to separate you, your personality, your love, and your emotions from
Yeah,
business.
'cause see, sometimes your personality stink.
Smell like manure.
Cow manure.
Smell like shitty popsicles.
I mean, that's true, but so I look at it like this. If you can't govern yourself enough, right, to reel it in, are you an amateur?
Or how much longer will you be in business?
Right.
Because
Are you an amateur, meaning you just started out, or are you on your way to becoming extinct?
That is a great question because how you progress professionally and mentally as a business owner can tell you how much longer you're going to be in business.
And more importantly, not how you progress, how you process.
If you get upset and fire off an angry text message,
Or an angry phone call, or an angry reply to a post.
or angry email, that can then be detrimental. And then when you come out the fog of not being
Now
upset,
you're looking stupid.
now you
Because it
can't.
wasn't what you thought.
Then you say, oh, did I have done that?
You should not. So now you got to sit over there and eat crow and be real quiet when you were supposed to be running the stuff.
Or do you even be a bigger asshole and double down?
I see. Why? Let me hold on, pause.
Hey, because it, listen,
I have seen and I see double down.
it's just like being at the casino. You can go all in, and then you hit, and then you turn around and say, "Let it ride."
But you got
That
people,
means you double down on
yeah, but you're smart enough to have people around you to clean up your mess. But that doesn't last for long. And it
Yeah.
does not translate well.
But what do they always say? You don't get it back.
You don't get to walk that back. They may walk it back for you.
Yeah.
They may walk it out.
When they say forgive, they say forgive, never forget.
No, I won't ever forget.
So then that
And I'm not
goes.
gonna hold it over your head, right? I'm just gonna govern how I move with you.
That goes to being a good customer service person. You don't want to have to be that person where they say, oh, forget what I said. Oh,
Right.
forget what I did.
Right.
Because that forget don't go.
Yeah.
What they do is they don't come back.
That forget
They forget.
determines how they move.
They forget you in
They
business.
that's how I move. Moving forward, I don't see you.
Then we don't refer anybody to you,
Nope.
or they don't give you positive shout out,
Public accolade.
public accolades.
No.
We've talked about those type of things and how do you support a business? You know, we just gave you three or four or five examples right there. Be wearing your emotions on your sleeve or being an emotional business owner, it's going to be rough on you.
And let me tell you this. Another way to surmise emotional, right? Because a lot of people are like, well, that ain't necessarily emotional. That ain't this. That's me standing up for this. That's me putting my foot down. That's me not getting run over. No. That's you being volatile. That's people not wanting to deal with you because they don't know which you we're gonna get.
Why do people fear volcanoes?
They erupt at any moment without notice or some volatile. And that is what you are.
If you're a business owner and you're like a volcano, yeah, it's gonna be hard,
Just
hard on
spewing whenever you damn feel like. Just spewing.
lava for
Just
everybody.
spewing. She coming out your mouth or your thumb.
Nobody asked for that shit.
Yeah. And they're posting, reposting, or making them slick comments.
Yeah.
That's tacky.
Yeah, people see that.
That's tacky. They see it.
Future business partners may see
You
that.
ain't got no business acumen about yourself.
You know, future customers could see that and be like, "Ooh, what should I? I don't
Because let
think I
me tell
could
you
deal with
something.
that."
Somebody asked you about not even a reference or referral, anything like that. But if they reach out and you and those individuals, I cannot get my words out, have been in those exact situations, right? You're gonna get hit with the no comment. That's
Ooh.
worse. No comment.
What do they say? Silence
Yeah,
is the
no
loudest
comment.
thing you can hear.
Or they will deflect, right? Right? So I'm gonna deflect from that conversation, from that topic. Hey, how was ABCDEFG? You know, it's awfully warm. Deflect. Well, can you tell me? No comment. Well, what about? I won't speak on that.
How was it working with so and so?
And it sure is warm outside. I'm about to go on vacation.
Who was that you used on your last job?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
But they say it's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah, I don't recall. You can't remember. I cannot.
I thought you was
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. But you can keep looking, and you're bound to find what you need.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
just don't have any insight for you, and I'm gonna use that voice.
now listen, you're talking to people who are business owners, but who also are clients.
Yes, and the same thing we speak about, we have to make sure we employ those tactics.
And we've also been those clients that got screwed over.
You
And
want to
we've
talk about
also,
episode one or the reasoning behind the podcast? We can go to that.
yeah. And we're also people who want to help business owners, not be the people that screw people over.
But we want to be the business owners to support small businesses, minority-owned businesses, doubly minority-owned businesses, right?
But you can't be an
Can't
asshole.
be a whole asshole out here. Can't be volatile. It's not like they were.
You have to
You're
be able
volatile.
to take constructive criticism.
Yes, you do.
And
Yes, you do.
taking constructive criticism is something that you will deal with everywhere. Let's be honest. If you got a 9 to 5, you have a performance review. Most people do. They're going to give you 92% of something great.
That HR sandwich.
And then they're going to give you something that you can work on.
Good and work on it. We're gonna end it with a good.
So, I mean,
But it's
it's everyday life.
also like this. When you're working with an editor, right? And we work with plenty of editors. Don't give me an unlimited editing pass if you don't want me to use unlimited editing attempts.
Because by the third attempt, you say, you ain't happy yet.
Right. I ain't gonna say that. Yes, because now they don't think they can accommodate your request,
But
which equates to satisfaction.
you said I have
Said it was
unlimited.
unlimited. If you give three editing passes and I and a client uses two out of the three, don't get mad when they come back for that third one, or don't feel like you got to restrict the use of the third one. No, that's what you need to provide that customer service and make sure that you remind them that they have a third attempt that they can use.
Yes.
But don't sit up here and take their feedback personal because they paid you to create this project. They
Yes.
paid you to edit this project for their needs.
Yes.
And you need to go and edit it as many times as the passes allow. And don't take it personal when they have an unlimited and they don't edit number 10. Are they unreasonable or are you simply not providing?
You have to understand, you don't wear your emotions on a sleeve. And also in business, everybody thinks about things differently. If you see my face, you know I'm smirking because you can always pick that up at www.watch4, the number 4, thehook.com. When it comes to being a business owner, your clients are always going to be different.
Suppose, yeah, absolutely,
Your
absolutely.
client would always be different
It will.
because everybody thinks differently,
Right.
regardless of the fact. Nobody's brain processes information the
No.
same. I'm married to Miss Parker. We think a lot alike. We do not think totally the same.
Right.
She has things that she looks at total different fashions.
Different views,
She
different perspectives.
she'll sit there and tell me, Michael, blah 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 blah. Yeah, and you missed it because you didn't look at it like this. And I said, oh, that is true. But you know something? I'm standing over here and I'm looking at it from this direction.
And that's
And
fine.
then she's like, oh, well, okay, I get it because you standing over there.
Right.
I'm standing over here.
Right.
Now see how we are coming to do different paths. But in the world of business, you have to be able to be adaptive. You have to. Because if somebody says something that you might not particularly agree with, does not mean they don't like what you're doing. But you're really just fucking up. And then
That's
they
true.
call you on it. Now that's totally different.
Yeah, but you're still not gonna like that.
Not
'Cause at
like
the
it
end of
either.
the day, you're accountable for that.
What do they say? The truth hurts.
It does. And
Whether it's my truth, no truth,
sometimes it's
the
like
truth.
ripping out a liver or a kidney, but I
Hold up,
mean,
man, player. Watch out, watch out,
I'm
watch out.
sorry.
Watch out with the kidney talk, man. Watch out with the kidney
I
talk, man.
mean, but eventually you gotta put your big person pants on, right? Put your big person pants on, lace up them bootstraps, and get it done because you have more than likely been compensated.
You have to be the owner you said you were gonna be. Listen.
And not the emotional, volatile wreck you're being perceived as.
Lots of times when people advertise their businesses, they'll say, we give 100% customer satisfaction. We commit to 100% customer satisfaction. We are excelling at making sure our customers know they are our number one priority. Until those statements get put in question,
Yeah.
then what you gonna eat?
So this is what I've learned. This is what I've learned right here, that people don't always really have a, good understanding of what customer service is. You may not fully understand what customer service is. I get that.
And the definition is so easy. And you have to provide customer service. But then it goes back to remember that statement. I think it was a few episodes back. I ain't gonna lie, this may have been a year or so ago when we talked about this. Is customer service dead? And this blew up the COVID because folks got stuck in the house for 18 months and their brains went to shit. And now when they had to come back and actually try to function in society, oh, they were fucked up. They're fucked up.
Whole miss.
And now here we are once again. And listen, we're going to keep harping on the subjects that we think affect businesses. Emotions in business can be detrimental to your business. You can come off as a Rottweiler and be a Chihuahua in real life.
But again, and I said this earlier, I honestly believe you need to have some emotion to be able to meet the client where they're at and to really showcase empathy. But sometimes there's too much emotion where everything is just taken personally, and that's when it becomes a problem.
When the emotion turns into aggression, that's the problem. When your ego to the A, when you go from the emotions to the aggressive, then you've lost sight of the customer service you should be providing. And yes, we've talked about taking pride in your work.
That's fair. You should do that.
But listen, if your productivity has not matched the customer expectations,
Boy.
then you may be slacking on your pimping. Pimping. Let's keep it a buck. You may not be there. And that's a fair assessment from the customer. If deadlines are not met,
Response times are delayed.
if checkpoints have not been checked on,
No.
boo, they're going to probably check out.
Or check you. I mean, if you're pushing out product and you're not QAing it, if you're sending videos or, edited pieces and you're not meeting the timeline, you say a 24-hour timeline, we deal with a lot of that.
I mean,
A 24-hour timeline. Here you come, 48, 72, 96. That's no, I'm not going to give you 5 stars.
yes. Have we had product issues we'll watch for the hook?
Yes.
Yes. Have we corrected them and compensated our customers?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And was 100% accountable for that.
Yes. And even when it was a defect, it wasn't like we overlooked it. It's just QAing
Yeah.
is not 100%.
Sometimes
Nobody.
you don't know a product has a defect until it's put on. And I'm sorry, I'm going to QA the product. I'm not going to try your product
Yeah,
on.
I can't put your hoodie on. I can't put
I'm
your
not going to
t-shirt on.
try. Yeah, it's not now. I can QA it.
Can't put your shorts on.
Yeah, I can QA it. It's possible that there's something wrong with the inseam internally. You would only know that had I put them on. Now, I'm
Exactly.
not putting your clothes on, but yeah.
Oh, because you get the freshest product you can get.
Right, but it's little things like that. So even with the whole emotions thing, you have to be realistic too.
Yes.
Expectations and goals should be realistic. Don't tell me you can have a video back in 24 hours if it's really going to take 48 hours, and then you're going to put on top of that 60 hours to account for a time zone difference. That's not what the ad said.
You can't say it's back in one day and I get it in four.
Yeah.
That's
And
just,
you think it's okay.
yeah.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah. Because if I had wanted back and forth, I would have took the back and forth prices. I just keep it
That's right. That's cheaper.
the quicker turnaround means you're charging me more.
You are, you're upcharging me.
Yeah. So, and if I pay for a premium service, I expect
I
a
want to be
premium
provided
service.
a premium
And
service.
if I don't get premium service, somebody's going to hear about it.
Yeah. I want to speak to your manager.
You the manager, you finna hear this shit.
You still finna catch it.
Yeah.
You can do it without using profanity,
Yeah.
flailing body parts, or yelling.
And let's be honest, most customer feedback is written. Let's keep it a buck.
I did some customer feedback a couple of days ago,
Most customer service
and it
written.
was a stern feedback.
You let their ass
It
up.
was a stern feedback. It
Yeah,
was
see.
very specific. It was detailed. And a lot of people don't like that when you come back with the details and the specifics on the dates and the time frames.
Because that's
They
where
don't
the
like that.
accountability and the devil lies. See, the one thing all people always talk about the devil is in the details. It's because that's where the accountability factor
Right,
is.
right.
The accountability is it took you how long?
Right.
Or it went on for so long.
Or I had to wait this long.
Exactly.
I can tell you that on this date for this reason.
That is the devil kicking their ass.
And hey, where the horns at? Because I'll wear them.
Exactly. Well, for y'all business owners who have learned after listening to this episode to keep those emotions in check.
Emotions make you cry.
No, don't want to cry at business.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people whine. They doubt like they crying.
Well, give them some cheese. Give them some cheese. A shimmy and a shake with it too.
Crazy.
Ms. Park, I appreciate you. And hey, y'all, we'll catch y'all next time.
All right.